Jules, ready?
Yep.
Randy, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Are we on? Three times.
Nice.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Klauke meeting the 12th for the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, February 12th, approximately 11 o'clock, a smidgen afterwards. We're meeting for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have four items on consent. I would move passage of the consent items.
Go ahead.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thanks, Daryl. And where's Sarah at? Sarah, thank you for your work here. I'm sorry you're leaving us, but it's a good move for you, so I'm sure we'll see you on the other side, if you will. All right. And also Matt, too, that he's off probation now, so that's good news. Thanks, Jim, for getting that set up. And then we also just officially hired Stacy Eberl. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Eberl. Okay. All righty. Discussion matters with the commission. James Valley Grain has been pulled off. I don't need to talk about the natural gas incident, but I have two here. One for Commissioner Crispin and Mr. Fawn. Large-scale inspection program update. Sure. That's number two.
Okay. First, a general overview of what our quality assurance program is going to consist of. We've identified four different areas that we're going to include. The first area, the one that you've been hearing most about, is the one that we're doing quality assurance of service persons that test devices that we also have equipment and capability to test. And so, you know, we're developing a random testing program for that. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Another portion of our quality assurance program is the quality assurance of service persons that test devices that we do not have the equipment or the capability to test. And so we're calling that portion of our program the quality assurance monitoring. We go out and we will monitor somebody else that's doing a test and make sure that they're following the correct procedures and doing it properly and assuring that the results are accurate. A third type of inspection that we're doing is...
Excuse me, how do you assure that the results are accurate if you can't test them?
You're watching them and you're watching their reporting and you're watching their testing and... You see the results as well.
Okay.
And that, I guess that's what I was referring to, is the results of the test while you're there watching them, monitoring them.
Okay.
The third portion of the program is quality assurance inspection of new installations. And we've decided to start with all the new installations that have occurred in the immediately preceding 365 days, or basically calendar year 2013. And then going forward, we'll do an inspection of every new installation going forward. And then a fourth part of our program the quality assurance program, is a review of the test reports that are filed with the commission. And so that's what we've identified so far. If you were thinking there's another portion in that program that we've missed.
What's the difference between four and one?
When a service person tests a device, they are required by our rules to file that report within 7 days. Those reports come into the commission. We're planning to review those reports to see if they conform with what we've done. In addition, is we've prepared a new standardized test report form for the commission for different types of devices and instructions on what we're looking for information on the report. So when a report comes in, we will check to see that report has included all the information that we're looking for in the detail that we're looking for and then make notes. And that the other part of the problem is we would like to have software program that when we make notes, they'll be recorded and we can then do a statistical analysis of results from that type of quality assurance.
To determine if we're inspecting enough of them or too many, right?
To see if there are any problems, issues that jump right out that we need to do further inspection and further follow-up on and education for service people.
Is there any chance that there's an off-the-shelf program that could be made to work rather than creating a computer program?
I'm not aware myself of anything. I don't know that we've been looking a great deal for that yet. We were just hoping that we could do it internally. And actually, Wayne and Shelley have been working with Cheryl, and they've started putting something together for that.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if, I don't know, Cheryl can probably tell you the likelihood of that being, that'll work and how good that will be. She can probably give us an idea on that.
Won't this be sort of the weights and measures version of what Cheryl's created for PUD? In terms of tracking workflow and, weights and measures will just have different criteria that they're following.
Well, the one that we're doing for case management, we're not actually doing any statistical analysis on this. So this might have to be a little different from that. We would need to see
different information, for example, that you're tracking and stuff. But
how many times have there been errors in filling out this block of information that we require? And then we go and look at what were those errors?
Yeah.
And do we need to educate the service companies or service people about what we're looking for there? Mm-hmm. So it's a little different, but it may be the same, the building block.
Yeah.
For the program for case management may be the same building block for this one.
It'd be nice if they fed each other and, didn't have totally separate systems tracking information that don't communicate to each other.
So our IT division,
mm-hmm.
We'll have the vision on that.
Yeah.
We just tell them what we need and then we hope that they have it.
Pat, are you going to be able to assess so we can go into the next session and say, last session you took away one of our inspectors and directed us to do a QA program. We've set up the QA program and we have enough people or we need more people? Because I'm wondering if, this is all good, but can one person do it all? Seems like we can't answer that question until we've let it run for a while.
I agree. The way we're dividing up the devices for testing in a year, we're doing a three-month program. And during a three-month program, we visit the whole state. There are five regions in the state, and we do 15% sample.
You say it's Wayne running around out there.
It's Wayne, the inspector. And so he's going to go to each region every 3 months. And we're going to try to hit a 15% sample of the devices. And we're only in the first go-around, and there are some stumbling blocks even in the first first 3 months. Where he's out there, he has finished the Bismarck region. I think he's finishing that today, and then he'll be going to Devil's Lake region. It's either yesterday he finished Bismarck or today, and then he's going next to the Devil's Lake region.
The Devil's Lake region is the whole Northeast, I presume.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep, Grand Forks is in the Devil's Lake region.
Okay. Is Fargo its own region?
Yes.
And then Bismarck is anything west?
It's Fargo, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Dickinson.
Okay, so five regions.
Yep. Five regions.
3 months is 15 months.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
You had five regions in 3 months. I'm not trying to be nitpicky here, but 12 months, three months in each region, that's...
No, you do you do all five regions every 3 months. And so you do all five regions four times a year.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Makes sense to me, just if it works and if we need more people or less inspections or something.
And so when he's out doing that, he's doing basically number one, right? He's testing the devices and, he's doing the new inspections.
Yes.
He's doing one, two, and three.
He's doing one and two. We are still working on three. We asked for from one of the other things that we're finding is that as we figure out what the program we need to implement, we're finding out we need information to implement it, and sometimes the information isn't something that Shelley can just pull out of the database, and so we have to go to IT to get that information.
Like what? Can you give an example?
For this one, for monitoring, the ones that we're monitoring, for example, where we're going to go and watch them mm-hmm. while they're doing a test of the device, we wanted a list of every service person that has tested a device that we aren't able to test in the last 5 years so that we can find out who we need to arrange meetings with. Mm-hmm. And that's one, for example, that we asked for that information. Let's see. Asked for that on January 31st, and we're still waiting for that.
Who did you ask for that?
Steve.
No, it seems like Shelley would have that information.
She doesn't. She can't. The data's in there, but she doesn't have any way to just pull it out easily. And so Steve will go in, and he'll get the list, and then he'll provide it to us on an Excel spreadsheet that we can use and manipulate the data so we can design the program. There's nothing in our software that allows all of that to happen right now. And so, as you know, right now we're asking for the information on Excel spreadsheet so I can massage it. But eventually we want it written into some software so that it does it automatically. And that's all going to take time. And, you know, we have to request it of IT. Mm.
Again, it speaks to the importance of having systems that can communicate with each other. So I just get concerned that we don't go create a new system that doesn't talk to anything else. So we avoid those kind of problems. Moving forward, so whatever IT creates needs to communicate with John when he's docketing things, and whatever Shelley's tracking stuff in, and it needs to go to the same source. Mm-hmm. So you can do exactly what you want to do, pull information, manipulate it, analyze it. So I think that's where Steve's going, but
it is important.
Okay, any other questions, Commissioner?
Nope, looks good, and I'm glad that Wayne's out on the road now. So he's probably kind of done with his office time, bulk of his office time here developing the program.
No, like I say, we have a lot of requests in to IT for developing a program, and throughout that process, they're going to be looking for information from us as well.
Okay.
To massage it and to get it right.
Are you nervous about the lack of having someone out there on the road?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Commissioner Christman?
No, I think he explained it well.
All right, perfect.
That sounds like a good program, Pat.
Well, thank you.
All righty then. B3, unless Randy or Julie has any questions, I think Mr. Wetzel's question, I gave him everything I was going to share with you guys. Did you have any questions about the Tioga thing? I just wanted to share with you what I scared up yesterday.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, I have B4, Keystone XL. Commissioner Fedorchak.
I just wanted to ask you guys if you have any interest in doing a joint letter to the Obama administration. Now they're in the State Department made their final EIS, their fifth final EIS on the Keystone XL pipeline, and now found that there's no, you know, potential public harm, no increase in greenhouse gas emissions by the project. So Obama has the last piece that he said he needed to approve it. Now he has a time period of like 90 days or 60 days or something where he gets to consider, you know, the public good of this project.
Public comment until March 7th, the way I understand it. So we'd have to hit that deadline.
Yeah. So should we do a joint letter? Did you guys want to do your own?
I would do my own if we weren't doing a joint one, but I think a joint one is probably more meaningful than even three individual ones.
Yep.
Just that it shows that it's something that's been discussed, you know, as a group, and I think it's more powerful. So that would be my preference.
Okay.
The only thing I think it's a good idea. I just want to ask our general counsel a quick question. That the way I understand the Keystone XL, there's none of it that's going in North Dakota anywhere. And so if any of this was going in North Dakota, I would say we should not sign one because we'd be citing it. But do you see any challenges with us getting in, if we did say it's a good idea, which I do think it's a good idea, and then feeder lines tie into it? That's the only connection I could come up with. They're separate hearings and all that. but where we could then put ourselves in a position because we supported pipeline A, that we then find ourselves in a position in a feeder pipeline.
I think if you limit it to the, you know, this isn't going to influence any sort of decisions on any pipelines that might be feeding the KXL, I think you would be fine to do that. I can do some more digging on that to get you a...
That's the only reservation I have for Randy and Julie is I'm completely on board with signing a joint letter for the three of us, but have Ryan or review it just to make sure we don't find ourselves crossways in a pipeline, because there will no doubt be pipelines in North Dakota built to feed this thing.
Sure.
So, okay. So I've seen a draft on that. Do you want to have someone draft it, or do you have an idea, or do we just tweak it? Or
I've got a couple possible drafts, and maybe I can. Ryan, are you up for looking at that and drafting something that, and then shopping it around to us?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
All right. Perfect. So then we have a deadline of, well, March 7th, hopefully before then, maybe like March, last part of February, we can file it electronically. Yeah. Okay, great idea. Commissioner, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, that was the only thing I had down for discussion items. Is Randy or Julie, anything else you wanted to discuss that's not on scheduling?
No, it's that, you know, if I could go back to the consent.
Okay.
Item number three, just in case she gets tired of sitting around here and waiting for us and would leave before we're done with scheduling, I too wanted to express my regrets of Sarah leaving. And I just think, you know, you've done a tremendous job while you've been here. And to highlight two things in particular, because I was very concerned once I got here and seeing the Lifeline only cellular companies starting to come in and the concerns that have been expressed nationwide on that, and Sarah really dug in and put a lot of work in and others too, I'm sure, but she sure took the lead on it, and I think we came up with a program that now is almost on cruise control, but it allows us to not violate federal law by completely standing in the way of those entities, but allowing them to operate in North Dakota in a way that we can do some monitoring too and do our best to prevent waste fraud and abuse. And then the other thing that I think of is our CO2 symposium. Man, I've gotten more compliments on how orderly that was set up, the good cast of people that we had in to testify, and extraordinarily well done has really been everything you've done here. So I want to just thank you.
All right, perfect. Alrighty, scheduling, work session, MDU gas rate increase. Mr. Fawn, this is after the hearing we just had, right?
It is. It is, and I figured you'd want to think about it at least, and I put it on for scheduling.
Okay, when are you available, and when is our attorney available?
I don't know.
Okay.
Get some several dates, and we can check it out.
Who's our attorney in that
next
again?
Week is out.
Mitch?
Alana?
Alana.
Yeah, it is Alana.
Okay, well, yeah, next week, like Julie just said.
I don't know her schedule either.
Next week is out for us. Oh, boy.
24th, perhaps?
I am going to be, you know what we could do? I'm traveling to Williston that day, but I could join by phone. I don't want to hold up these work sessions because that's something I'll be in the, just driving up there all morning.
I need to get I need to get my other calendar to.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same then. The same distance.
Way to go, Pat. You derailed the whole meeting.
So easy.
That's funny. Just start the snowball rolling, right?
Yeah.
I clearly need to block off some time on my calendar to update my calendar.
You know, if you had automatic systems to feed that?
It's paper. I had to just go scratch all this stuff out.
Okay, we're back to where we started again here on work session. And I said I could do the 24th by phone.
Now, are we talking March 24th?
February. February. We're trying to find some dates for Mr. Fawn to work with.
What time?
Oh, Julie, morning would be better for me because I'm driving probably from 8 till noon.
Do you want to say like 10? 9:30? 10?
I'm open that day, so okay. Whatever's most convenient for the two.
Why don't we just say 10 then?
Okay.
As one possibility, 30. I suppose we can.
And then. I have nothing the next Monday, March 3rd.
What about the 25th? You could tie it up that day?
You know what? We could do the same thing. I'll be driving back from Olliston that day, so we could go in the afternoon.
Yep, like 1, 1:30?
Sure. That'd be fine.
Does that work for you, Randy, on the 25th?
That's for number two?
Yeah.
As another option, yep.
For one.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Let's just go with those two, Pat.
Okay.
That's okay with you guys. So 1 p.m. you said, or 1:30?
1:30.
All right. Take those two dates for Mitch and see if you can work with them.
Alana.
Or Alana. Oh,
Brian, you're on the phone for both those.
Yep. That's fine.
You okay with that?
Sure. That's better to do it that way. So that's yours anyway, Julie, so you can open up the hearing and I'll just be on the phone and I'll... That's one I can easily do by phone.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Lehan, you want to do a formal hearing on MDU Menard Inc. PCNN?
Yeah, how about sometime in early May?
What is the Menard? Are they trying to get power to a Menard somewhere? What's the background here? Just out of curiosity.
I understand that they are building a brick-making facility or something like that. And east of here in McKenzie, North Dakota.
Menard.
And so this would power that, and that's supposed to be this fall that they would start on that.
Capital Electric is objecting.
Okay. So that's the hearing will be, it's okay. So it may work itself out by then, and it may not, huh?
I guess you could hope.
Is this for... This would just be for electric service, right? Because they would automatically be able to provide gas.
I don't know that they have gas even out there, but...
them wanting gas, but...
Yeah, and McKenzie, I mean, they're probably stuck with propane for... I don't know, though, but...
Well, isn't there a line that goes?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a line that
goes. Is there? Yeah, we could find out.
Okay, but they wouldn't need...
This isn't for gas service, no.
So you're looking at May.
Yeah.
Well, right now May's... The first part is good. 1, 2, 5, 6 are fine for me.
Yes.
What do you have, Julie? Or Randy?
1, 2, 5, 6 work for me.
I gotta get to that one.
You want to give me a couple of those days, just in case something...
Let's see what Julie's got here before we start throwing dates your way.
Yep, 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th. Looks good for me now.
I have a lunch appointment on the 1st, but as long as we didn't schedule it in the way that we're automatically working...
May 1st, 2nd, 5th, or 6th.
Is that good with everybody? 1, 2, 5, or 6?
Yeah, I guess so. That worked for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Julie?
Any
mm-hmm.
specific times, or just leave that open?
First thing in the morning, I think.
Okay.
So that'll be here, or it'll be out there?
Here.
Yeah, so we could do that 8:30 then, if that's okay. So how quick could we be able to close the loop? Because I don't like having holds on 4 days.
I'll go back to them right away and just check for conflicts on those days.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, sir. I put down a third quarter budget meeting. Mr. Gallion, when does the third quarter start again?
Latter half of April.
The latter half of April. That'll work out perfect, actually. I have the week of April 14th through the 18th wide open. I don't know why, but that's a pretty good week for me. Maybe one of you guys is going somewhere.
Is it possible to back it to the week after that?
What would you like?
Week of the 21st or the week of the 28th, sometime in there.
I have the 21st and the 25th open.
Yep.
Randy, 21, 25, April? Preference?
Either one.
What do you prefer, Mr. Gallion?
Let's do 21.
21. Afternoon? Morning?
1:30.
The 21st. Third quarter budget update. Perfect. Okay. March director's meeting, Daryl. Alrighty then.
Let's just... We do it that same... Oh, March. Okay.
I've got like 18 to 20 wide open for some reason.
Looks good. 19th.
Either of those 3 days work for me.
Let's go the 18th, Rand, or Daryl. That work for you guys? Mm-hmm. Like 11 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock.
Or 11. I'm fine.
Let's go 11 o'clock. That way we get a constraint to an hour.
Yeah.
11 till 12, we're done. right, Jim?
The way to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Could I add one more scheduling thing if we're done?
We're not done yet. CO2 meeting I had down from Commissioner Fedorchuk. Right?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you, Randy. Julie, let's let Randy go next. Okay, Randy, what do you got?
Our July 9th.
July 9th.
Commission meeting and informal hearing schedule. Okay. I have a conflict and would like to move those. The 11th would be the best for me, but if Friday's a problem for anybody, I think the 10th would help me a great deal, too.
I'm fine with the 10th.
Yep, me too.
Do you want to do it regular time or just in the afternoon and just do no informal that day, or...? We could do it the afternoon of the 11th, 10th.
That would be excellent.
Sure.
Okay.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll...
Start it at 1 o'clock.
So we'll reschedule the commission meeting from the 9th to the 10th, and we'll cancel the informal on the 9th. So the 9th will just be a free day for Julie and I to do something else.
Celebrate my anniversary.
Is it July 9th? There you go.
Oh, all right. To recognize your birthday.
Too late, man. Commissioner Chrisman, anything else?
Nope, thank you.
All right. Julie, you put down, I saw on a note, the CO2 meeting.
Yeah.
I was trying to get something together to talk about our draft comments,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's worthwhile for the three of us to talk about it.
I do, too. So I think we're kind of pinched with this afternoon with Randy has an auditor thing, but was tomorrow a possibility?
I think so. I know so. I just got to get back to the magic day here. Tomorrow would be the 14th.
13th.
Right? 13th. Oh, what time is that Empower thing, Julie?
I have 10. I haven't gotten any more details on that. I was just thinking 10 to 12 would be safe for that.
For the CO2 meeting?
For the Empower.
Okay.
So we could work around that. Either do it CO2 at 9 or 1:30.
I got another meeting at 9, but 1:30 would work. The 13th.
1:30 tomorrow work for you, Randy?
Josh, why do I have auditors' regulatory questions for licensing tomorrow as well? Or
yes, sir. We booked 3.
Would 2:30 work?
That's fine by me.
Yep.
Work for you.
We didn't know how many we would need, so we just did 3. If we get it all done today, we could meet tomorrow.
Okay. You can tell them I'm only going to be there for the first hour tomorrow because we're going to have this other meeting at 1:30.
At 2:30.
At 2:30.
Okay.
And so this room's going to be used then too. Okay.
Okay, so CO2, EPA response letter, let's call it, at 2:30 tomorrow. And then Sarah, of course, when's your last day, Sarah?
On the 26th.
Okay, well, I got all kinds of time then. All right. Anything else we need for that?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll just ask this question. Is it, do we had the offer from other council who's helped us before on CO2 stuff to, we could tie them in if we wanted, or we could just meet ourselves first, maybe ourselves first?
I think we should meet ourselves first.
Okay, sounds good. All right, and then I had one minor change. If it's okay with Randy and Julie and staff, I got a transmission meeting on March 26th that afternoon. So unless we have something already scheduled for that informal, I would just like to cancel that. Does any staff know of anything that we have to do on March 26th? Go ahead, Jared.
If you want to have an informal hearing on the Sequoia stuff.
Right.
I was looking at that date.
And that's the one that we're going to announce on Friday?
Yeah. If you want, the problem with, we've got two other dates of informal hearing. Then the comment period. And I'm gone for both of them. We could look at trying to schedule a, or if you think you don't need an informal hearing on it, that's fine with me too.
I don't know enough about it now to say.
Would it be possible to have our informal before the commission meeting?
I'm certainly open.
You're available for the commission meeting,
absolutely.
Just not in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I got transmission stuff.
If you just want to reschedule the 26th informal for.
Let's do that.
Another day.
Let's do that. I don't really want to jam something before the meeting.
That's fine. How about the afternoon of the 25th for the informal then, March 25th?
That works for
me. Fine with me.
Okay, so Daryl, can we move the informal from the 26th to the 25th? And then on Friday's special meeting, Jerry's going to have the motion that we'll put out there to set the comment period for Sequoia Wind, so you'll both be seeing that soon, right, Jerry? Ryan, you're an attorney, right? Can you pull that off for us?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
Right. What's the time on March 25th then for the informal?
1:30.
1:30 minutes. Okay.
Okay. I don't
one
have...
One more. I'm
yep.
sorry.
No, that's fine. That's
wanted to see about the... we've completed all the wind decommissioning hearings, right? So should we be doing a work session or scheduling one to kind of decide where we want to go?
Yeah, we should. That's a great idea.
Okay.
So it looks like February is kind of full. March 3, 5, 10 I've got open, or 18 to 20 still.
I'm available on the 5th.
5th does not work for me.
Okay. Oh. About 10 or 18 to 20.
10 would work.
10 works.
Okay. Afternoon of the 10th?
18 and 20 work for me, too.
Julie, do you have a preference? I don't have a preference.
Let's go with the 10th.
Okay. Afternoon? Morning?
1:30.
Sure. 1:30.
March 10th.
Yep.
Okay, March 10th. Who do we need for that? We might as well do all four at the same time, right? There's no sense doing them.
Right.
I don't know that you need just us and council. Well, we won't have council.
When's your last day, Ryan?
Unofficially, it would be the 28th. of February. I could check. There's some things we can maybe work out.
All right, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But it's not like we're trying to round up Mitch or anybody else. It's somebody in-house that's going to do it for us.
Yeah, I don't know that we had anybody... Council up to this point.
You're right, we didn't. It was just the company and you, and we went through.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do March 10th at, what did we just say, 1:30?
1:30.
And we'll see who's available. Okay. You know, I'm sure that as the meetings unfold, we may have to change some other stuff as we get into the summer. Do you guys, Julie, Randy, have a couple minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let's kind of do the quick... check for, okay, so next week is a very busy week. So tell me the plans now, Daryl, for the 19th and the 20th, and kind of got everybody. We got Julie sitting here, and we're here. And
I gave that all over to Kara. So I don't have that folder, those folders anymore. So if you want to call Carrie, and she could go
for
those.
Yeah, let's. Do you mind? Do that real quick. If you can, unless her Macs are busy.
What did we say for the EPA response letter tomorrow? Was it 2:30?
2:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Daryl will get these out. Well, it's Ricky Tick, right, between you and Esther?
We'll meet right after.
Julie, I don't have a need, unless you want me to go to that. I don't think we need two commissioners at the Empower meeting tomorrow. So if you want to go, I'd just as soon let you go.
All right, I'm fine.
So you cover that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Although I do think it's good for us to be there.
Well, absolutely. If there's two of us there, it's a meeting and everything else.
But we can just notice it.
Do you want me there? Maybe yes.
I'm fine doing it. I'm comfortable doing it. I just think that there's so much going on with energy policy.
Okay.
And I just think it's a good idea to
we're there.
For us to be involved in wherever we can, just so we know. I have 10 on my schedule.
Are
but
we on at 10? Or?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mike, he was going to get back to us, so I bet we have an email soon if we don't already. So if you let me know.
Yeah, we should notice it anyway.
Yeah, sure. Just notice it, and then if something comes off.
Put Empower meeting 10 till 2 tomorrow, and the location is where?
It's usually over at GRE. This is at Department of Mineral Resources.
Calgary Avenue.
Yep, 1000 East Calgary
is that
Avenue.
Is over here? It's
over by Menards, north of Menards. North and a little bit south.
Oh,
so
I know where that's at. Yeah,
by that new gas station over there.
Okay.
Yep.
It's what time?
10 till 3, I have in my calendar here. It's 1000 East Calgary Avenue.
Yep.
Department of Mineral Resources. No, Kara?
Max needed some attention.
Fair enough.
All right, I've got the folder.
Okay, well, let's just do the. Can you ask Kara to double check and get an email out to on Monday or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, we
can.
But. Okay, so we are going to go up there on the 19th. So I'm driving myself. Is anybody else driving up on the 19th, or is everybody flying?
Well, I had planned to fly.
Okay. So, Julie, you're going up there to Prescott, right? Julie Fedorchek, Randy, you'll be flying.
Yep.
And who's our counsel on that? It's Brian.
I'm Brian Schmidt.
And the judge is?
Patrick Ward, and they're all flying.
Okay, so that'll be an up and back whenever we get done.
So we must leave at
probably 7.
6, something like that?
It's probably an hour flight up there.
It is a 45 to 60-minute flight, depending on crosswinds. It's a little different. They said flying up to Grand Forks, there's different crosswinds, so they give you more
of a
variance.
Who's picking us up at the airport?
Pardon?
Who's getting us from the airport to the hospital?
We have the executive air has arranged a cab. To pick you guys up. So there's taxi service that will be picking you up. And they work that through Executive Air.
Okay. And then come back whenever that day is done.
Right.
So is the time leaving scheduled on there? Did we settle that?
Let me see. We did schedule that. Let's see where it is right now. Because it starts at
8:30.
I think we're leaving at quarter after 7 is what it is.
Okay.
That's real tight. That's the problem I'm going through it because you got at least 20 minutes from the once you get in the cab to the law school. It's at least 20 minutes.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
So probably
a
half hour.
So what would be a better suggestion? Looking at leaving here at 7?
At least.
At least by 7. Leave here by 7.
Yeah, leave by 7. If it's an hour flight, we've got still.
And the good thing about that is I will be up there if the flight's delayed so I can tell people what's going on.
All right.
Okay. And then, so land, get there, take a cab, do what we do, then we're done. Everybody's planning on coming home. Okay. And the 20th.
So just one question. Commissioner Kalk, you are driving then.
Yeah,
so
I'm not going to be flying.
Commissioner Christman and Fedorchek, both of you are going to be flying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, then the 20th we go to Devil's Lake. That's a flight as well.
It's also at 8:30. That's a a 30-minute flight.
Yep. Okay. And then who's bringing us from the airport, or bringing the team from the airport to the?
All right. The we also have a cab service that is arranged through Executive Air to pick you guys up at the airport.
Okay.
And bring you back.
So that one will leave at 7:30.
Leave at 7:30.
Okay.
And are all of you now, Brian? You're gonna.
Yeah, I'm just counting me out of the flight loop.
Okay, you're out of the flight loop, so.
I'll be flying out, and then I will probably not be flying back.
Okay.
Okay.
You gonna stay there? All right,
commissioners. We have ways of getting around the state.
That's Brian Schmidt will be there, and also Patrick Ward as the ALJ, so that they're already flying as well.
All right, and then the next week we have the 27th. We're going up to Minot. Got that all set up?
That is all set up as well. You're flying. That's also a 30-minute flight. Assuming there again, we'd leave at 7:30.
Okay.
And are all three of you flying up to that one then as well, or?
I am.
I'm not sure yet. Okay, I just wanted to go through that.
All right.
Can you double check
with
Karen?
We'll send out an email as well, Commissioner.
Okay.
So that
and I have one challenge for my colleagues that looks like it might materialize. March 4th, they might want a public service commissioner at another energy meeting, like the committee meeting yesterday. And we have the hearing scheduled that day. So I might stay back, or
say
Julie. March 4th, we've got a hearing scheduled from Stanley. But that's also the day that I just got wind that the Energy Transmissions Committee might want us to give an update on lots of stuff based on their meeting yesterday. So
I may not be at that one. I may not be participating in that one.
The March 4th one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was. I knew you talked about that before. Mm-hmm. So what's the window for rescheduling hearings one day or the other? Let me ask, are you guys available the 3rd or the 5th, Randy, Julie?
Not the 5th, the 3rd I am.
But it's been noticed. So then what do we do?
Twice in 20 days.
Yep. Well, let's maybe look at it the other way around here. So would you be available to cover the transmission hearing in Bismarck?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, let's look at it that way then. So then Randy and I could go do the hearing. If we have to testify, you could cover the testimony.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Crisis solved.
Okay.
Perfect. And then maybe there's no hearing either way. Okay. I don't have anything else other than just whatever ordinary is through March. So do you got gentlemen, Randy, Julie, ladies, any questions about anything?
Let me just
There's
ask
nothing ordinary about the next.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure that some of those key dates we don't get spread too thin.
Should we schedule Commissioner Forjarczyk then for the hearing?
No, we haven't even been asked yet. Oh, there's Kara right there.
Oh, good.
Perfect. We're just walking through the Enbridge Sandpiper stuff, so. If you can go with Daryl and double check, we'll try to do this more often to make sure what you're tracking is what we're tracking. And then when you send a notice out, then we can make sure we're all square. The only concern we had for that was make sure we leave plenty early on the 19th to get to Grand Forks.
Here, I'll visit with you about the information that was shared. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Randy? Julie?
Excuse me, no.
All right. We'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you.